Yeah,
uh-huh.
Insurance.
Umbrella.
Did she tell me that? I said umbrella.
I remember the first time you said, yeah, insurance, too.
It's like interesting.
Yeah.
Chuck would say interesting. And everyone I know says interesting.
Huh.
It's extra.
Yeah, really. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
The head of the bed on a pillow?
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of a bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
King's ass pillow.
Okay. I don't know.
What would that be?
Bolster?
No.
I mean a slam, a jam, a clean, a thumb. I don't know. You ever heard of these things?
Gosh.
What do you put on your bed for warmth? A cover that has some kind of batting in it. Usually.
A quilt?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
I have on my bed. Blanket, quilt. You said it has what in it? Batting?
Yeah. Like
fiberglass. A comforter.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would usually like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Okay. We expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or... something... something's very... it grows, it's really growth-producing, it's... Lowland along the stream, overflowed in spring and plowed later, is called what?
Oh, gosh. So? But I know...
Flatland?
Flatland?
It's...
Lowland?
That's what it's called.
Lowland?
Yeah, flatland. Anyway.
Flatland? That's what I was... Well, I started to say it, that seemed like it was so common. But it's like, what is that that comes out of the river? Is it silk or whatever?
Silk, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Low-lying grassland. A low piece running through it is called what?
A low piece running through a flatland. Creek? I don't know.
Okay, marshland.
A marshland? Okay.
Yeah.
A
marshland. Suppose this was some land that you had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that? And it's real wet and mucky. And
swamp.
Okay, what's the difference between that? Will it be big or small?
I don't know. Gosh.
Would you? Okay. What's the difference?
A big swamp can be a small swamp.
Oh, the same word for the
well,
same size?
When you say a swamp, I think of a swamp having a... Okay, if it extends for acres and acres and acres, I would consider that being marsh.
Okay.
So that's what you're getting asking the difference. If it was, I would say a swamp is usually thicker in a concentrated area, but usually along a riverbank or something.
Okay.
And I would call that a swamp.
What about a bog?
Okay, or a bog, yeah.
Are they the same?
I would consider a bog in a swamp. Or, I would consider a bog either a small, wet area. If you know what I'm saying, like maybe you have a pasture, maybe it's sort of low and damp, but or wet, but maybe one place you really have a real low area, maybe a few collection of trees or something, or it's just really muddy there. I would call that a bog.
Okay. The place where salt hay grows along the sea.
What grows?
Salt hay grows.
Salt hay grows along the sea?
Yeah.
The beach? You don't really know.
Okay.
I've never seen salt hay.
You mean like salt marshes? I guess that's the only thing. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
Part sand and part clay. Gee. Is there a word for it?
Yeah, you ever heard the term loam?
Loam? No.
Okay.
I believe so.
If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are...